headset's dead. Okay, so back to this. If we can just get me on for tomorrow, I know it says, and I just want to be specific here, this is for the City Council policy session, and it's for Tuesday, February 27th at 2:30 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to speak at this meeting, and I would like to have, is there any email that you'd be sending me to notify me that I'm requested to speak? How do I get confirmation?
I believe it does send you an email, but I'm not too sure. I'm not able to see that part.
Yeah.
Well, you would just have to click on the link.
Yeah.
Once the meeting starts.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to have a sure understanding I'm coming to this meeting to speak. And when you click on the WebEx, it says event not found. So, you know, it says the event you are trying to access has already been canceled or is no longer in progress. Please contact the event coordinator to get more information about the event. So you're putting things on the schedule that aren't actually on the schedule. And trust me, this isn't the only city in the country doing stuff like this that are putting stuff on these agendas, and that it's very concerning. So I'd like to, if this meeting is attended, it's a public announcement. So it's on the agenda here for 227, and it's a policy agenda. It basically says...
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. So I'd like to attend, and it's not canceled, correct?
So I wouldn't know, but I can transfer you over to our city clerk. They're the ones that do the meetings, organize everything, like, on the website. They should be able to give you that information. If it is canceled, they should be able to let you know.
Well, they should be letting everybody know, because if we did this type of stuff at our jobs, we'd be fired. So we're going to fire you guys if you can't do it. Watch.
Okay, so I can transfer you over to them, and they should be able to give you more information.
And tell me the department one more time.
City clerk.
All right.
All right, and then would you like their number or just the transfer?
No, I've got it right here at 200 West Washington. But transfer would be great.
Yeah, their phone number?
Oh, I know, it's 6811. Okay. But if you could transfer me, that'd be great.
Okay,
just checking competency skills here. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling the City of Phoenix. Have a great day.
Hello. You have called the City of Phoenix License Services Office. Please listen closely as menu options have changed. Para asistencia en español, oprima el número 6. For general information regarding our location, hours of operation, and fax number, press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line for the next available representative. To repeat this message, press 8.
Services of Samantha, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi Samantha. Just up here on the City of Phoenix webpage. See, there is a meeting for tomorrow at 2:30 for the City Council policy session. Do you show that?
City Council policy session?
Mm-hmm. 2:30 tomorrow, the 27th. It's on the flyer here. Sent it out. Meeting location, 200 West Washington.
I'm sorry, what was this for?
Well, it's for a City Council policy session. Don't ask me what it's for. You guys sent the reminder out, so I'm on your site, phoenix.legislature.com.
What was the email that it was sent out from? It's not the City Council meeting?
It is a City Council policy session is what it's titled.
Okay, and the email that it was sent from?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Do you have a schedule with all of your events that you guys have for each day? Do you have that?
Because it's good.
Okay, perfect.
City Council meetings.
So great. So tomorrow at 2:30, what do you show on the schedule?
I'm not showing anything, but that again is for the City Council schedule. So it's I don't think we have a record of a policy session.
Oh yeah, it's here. I see it. Tuesday, February 27th at 2:30 p.m. And there's a WebEx, there's a registry, and a call 2 hours prior if you want to be able to speak. And I'm calling the 2 hours prior because I want to be able to speak at this.
Okay, and this was the number that it said to call?
Oh, yeah, it's all – I can't make this up.
Sorry, what is the email that you got that from? Because I'm just trying to find it here.
It didn't come from an email, ma'am. It's public information. You can go right to your city website, and it's right there. You don't have to have somebody call you to tell you I was or wasn't on the email. Anybody can come. I mean, if I were on planet Mars, I could come as long as I can log in. It's an open session.
Okay.
If you go to the City of Phoenix and you click on meetings, it shows you have a policy meeting at 2:30 tomorrow, unless you guys are not going to be doing that and going to, go play golf instead, let me know. But it's here on the meeting, so I plan on attending this because I've got things I'd like to discuss at this meeting.
Okay, I do see the policy session.
Excellent.
And I do see the meeting. I'm trying to find where it says...
If you click the hyperlink in blue, it will take you to phoenix.legistar.com, and then a bunch of back view whatever, okay? Can't give you all the other. It's a link page. And it says here, City Council Policy Session, Tuesday, February 27th, 2:30 p.m. It says, open to access this meeting. Virtual request to speak at a meeting, which is what I'm doing. It says, register online. Okay, I can do that, but the link doesn't work. Okay, there's nothing you can do with that, what you gave. So I just moved on. Okay, that doesn't work. That's broken. You guys apparently can't do your jobs when you're supposed to do your jobs and don't know what's going on when you're supposed to know what's going on. If those types of things happened at our work, we'd all be fired. But we're going to keep moving on. Register via telephone, which is what I'm doing. 602-262-6001. I called that number. Okay, it says It says at least 2 hours prior to the start of the meeting, note the item number, then use the call-in phone number and the meeting ID that's listed below, okay?
Right,
so I'm calling. Excellent. So you see that document. I got transferred over from calling that 6001 number to you. And you, from my understanding, when I say you specifically, are the City of Phoenix clerk's office, correct?
Yes, we're business license service clerks.
Excellent. So I'd like to speak at the meeting tomorrow. You've got it. I'd like to do that.
Were you redirected to us by a person or by
yes,
the
ma'am.
System?
No, ma'am. It doesn't matter where it came from. I'd like to get on the meeting. Can you get me on the meeting or not? That's it. It doesn't matter where it came from. Ma'am, it doesn't matter where it came from. I'd like to get on the list. I'd like
okay,
to speak.
I'm sorry, but I think they redirected you to the wrong number because I don't have a way to put you on the list. We don't have any access to the list. We do business licenses.
So do you want me to go back to the 6001 number? You think that's where I should go?
I think that would be best.
Yeah, because they said that I needed to go to you. So I just want to make sure, because here's the funny thing. I record everything, all right? Everything. And the funny thing is that this is just typical gaslighting of this government and the city and everybody that is in it. And I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I'm going to challenge you to search me. My website is www.911housecleaning.com. Okay. Not the typical type of house cleaning. Okay. And then this will maybe register like, oh man, this guy really is getting screwed over by us. Like this guy, they don't want him to talk. They don't want him to say nothing. But I'm not going away. Okay. So what they're doing is they're giving me the roundabout dog shit way of, well, we don't really know what's going on. How did you get our number? What do you want? It doesn't matter. You're the city. If there's people of the public that want to come to a public meeting, you don't need to know where they came from. You just need to get them on the list. You might not want them on the list, but they need to go on the list. So if they...
Okay, the reason I was trying to find out where you came from was so I could try to help you get on the list because I don't have a way to do it, but I thought maybe the person who...
You see my problem? This is typical gaslighting. It's what it is. It's very insidious. It's slow approaching in a very harmful way. Oh, I don't know. What about the list? What? Where did you find this? We don't know what's going on. How about what? What? No, this is really simple stuff, guys. I'm not an idiot. And nor is the public. We are so done with every single agency fucking with us. All of them. And my dear, this isn't directed at you because I know you're just picking up the phone. but there's quality assurance teams. The FBI listens to me. There isn't anybody this. They can't arrest me. There's not these people don't even want to. They don't even want to arrest me because they know they can't arrest me. And when they do, I'm going to speak and shout from the top of my fucking lungs. So what they try to do is avoid me. They try to hide under rocks. Because you have a corrupt federal judge and I'm ready to expose her. And guess what? When we can take over and we, the public, realize what these insidious people have done to us, then they are at the mercy of being, of letting out the real prisoners that they've locked up and having to put their own selves in there. I want to speak. So I want on the list. And trust me, this call that we're having right now is getting uploaded right to this same 911 house cleaning right after we get off the phone. Immediately. So this is like, we're getting down to business. Right now, I'm in Oregon messing with them, okay? I'm here playing with them right now because that was where I was born, and I have they have contracts that were on me from the time of my birth. And so they have to address that themselves. But your state has their own things that they need to start addressing. And I'm coming for you guys, all of them. It's war. I just know that I have to use my mouth. They'd like me to just come in with guns and do like a... I don't do that. That's stupid. You must be able to use your brain and your mind and outsmart these idiots. Judge Barnovich needs to be... She's a treasonous, corrupt federal judge.
Okay, sir.
When we get our civil power back, we'll let them figure out what they want to do with her, because it won't be up to me.
So, did you want me to redirect you to 602-262-6001?
I don't want you to do anything except tell me where I need to go to get on the list of this meeting, because do you understand what the idea of the city council's job is, right? It's to protect the public, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. And when the public doesn't feel protected and they can't get on a meeting, right? They got to start to have questions. Yes. I don't care what you have to do. I don't want you to transfer me. I want you to get somebody on the line and say, we got somebody that wants to be at this meeting tomorrow. And you got some great concerns. Actually, they're grave concerns. They're not great. They're grave concerns. Okay? And he wants to be on the meeting tomorrow, and he wants no mess ups. I'll do to you guys what I did to the Secretary of State this last week. You want to try what I did with the Secretary of State in the state of Oregon? She just got this website directed to, I don't know, probably 15 different countries. Who speak in legalese, trying to train them. We're gonna play dirty. So if you don't let me speak, I just make my next move. So I don't care what you guys need to do. I think it's on you guys to make sure I get on this meeting, not would you like me to transfer you? I don't know. I don't work for these agencies. You guys at this point just need to figure out what you need to do to get me able to be on this list, because I called the number. They told me, nope, I need to call you. They transferred me to you. I think you guys need to get on the phone and figure it out yourselves and tell me that you have me scheduled for the meeting tomorrow at 2:30 and you have me ready to speak. That's what I want to hear.
Okay. I'm going to put you on a brief hold and I'm going to call that number myself.
I thank you. And I appreciate it and I will kindly wait.
All right. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yep, hello.
Hi, this is Ashley. I'm calling.
You're calling from where, Ashley?
This is from the city council line to assist you with registering to speak for the policy meeting tomorrow.
Perfect. So she clued you in there. Thank you, Ashley. What do you have, an agent number or anything else we can refer to you? Ashley's a pretty common name, so if we want to make sure that I said Ashley and they say which one, because we have 10, right? Ashley something. An agent number or anything would help.
Yeah, I can get you our number. Just give me one.
No, I don't need a phone number. I need your policy meeting. Yeah, because when I get added to the policy meeting, if there's any hiccup, I want to know who's responsible for the hiccup. So we're going to, so Ashley's the one setting it up. And Ashley, do you have an agent number or do you have a last name that we could attach here? I'm going to give out your personal information because the call is recorded. So, but if you have like an agent number or something like that.
I don't have a number, but no worries. You can just put Ashley C.
Ashley C. That, perfect. Thank you very much for that, Ashley.
You're welcome. So you're saying you want to speak for the policy session meeting for tomorrow at 2:30 p.m., right?
Correct.
Okay. And you are registering to speak over the phone, right?
I'm registering to speak to everybody. So it says I can call this number, and I can do it this way, or I can do it the computer. So I'm going to do it with you so there's no hiccup. And this is recorded so that there's no hiccup on that.
Because registering to speak over the phone is what I registered you for. So I'm just confirming that.
Yes, I want to be.
We have issues in the past that people are thinking that we're registering them for your
but it's not. So I'm just clarifying. I absolutely want to be speaking. I want these people to hear me, and I want them to be able to return any question or answer through the telecom system and us be able to hear each other. So hopefully there's no disconnect in what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so but you are trying to register to speak for over the phone, right?
Exactly like you and I are doing right now. That's what I want to do with them.
Okay, perfect. So what was the agenda item that you're wanting to speak on?
It's open agenda. We're going to hear what you guys have to talk about, and I would like to be able to make comments and
Perfect. And then what was your first and last name?
My first name is Casey. And the, I don't use a last name, but.
Can you spell that out for me, please?
Yeah, it's C-A-S-E-Y. And for legal purposes, the last...
A-S-E-Y, and then your last name?
I don't use a last name, but for legal purposes of documents, it's P-U-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
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 And then would you like to leave a home address?
I don't have one. I'm technically homeless.
Okay, perfect. What's a good phone number for you?
480-580-5915. Or if you go right onto that 911housecleaning.com website, I don't know if the last girl gave it to you. Did she give it to you?
No, she did not provide me any information like that.
Sure. You say you don't
so
need any information?
It's going to be 480. No, mm-hmm. I said she didn't provide me any information like that.
Okay, would you like it or no?
I don't need it, unfortunately, so thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
So the telephone number is 480-580-5915,
you
and that's
it.
The number that you'll be calling in the meeting, right?
That is correct.
Perfect, and would you like to leave an email address?
Yep, because I would like confirmation of the agenda. It's going to be first initial, that's a C, and then P-U-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, the number 1. @gmail.com.
Okay, it's going to be C, your first initial, and P-U-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, 1@gmail.com.
You got it.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, I'm just going to confirm your phone number, just because that's the phone number that they'll be calling on you.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 480-580-5915, correct?
Yep, 480-580-5915.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. So I'm about to submit your form, but before I submit it, I just have to read something to you.
Sure, go right ahead. Okay?
So by clicking submit, I confirm that I understand that the information submitted on this form, including any street address, phone number, or email address provided, is a public record to open to public viewing pursuant to Arizona Public Records Law. This information will be used for the meeting minutes and may be used by staff for a follow-up. The council will take action on all items that do not have requests to speak submitted at the beginning of the meeting. Requests to speak will not be accepted after action has been taken on an item. Speakers are requested to directly address their agenda item. For comments not related to agenda items, speakers are invited to participate in the citizen comments portion of the meeting. Comments are limited no more than 2 minutes or designated by the chair.
Yeah, we need to go back, have you slow down and read that again. I'm kind of an idiot, and I know that there's some definite things that I need to address because it was worded very specific, and I think there's some capabilities of somebody not being able to speak based on whether or not the question's already been answered or something. Can you send me a form of all of what you just outlined? Because that was all too much. I need to read that.
I'm sorry. I can't hear what you're saying. You can cut it.
Yeah, me either. So
you could go back to what?
Yeah. So you said you needed to read this whole thing to me, right? And that's a long document. And so I was trying in my mind to digest everything you were saying, and I couldn't process it fast enough. Do you have a form that you can send me that you just read so that I can go through it so that I understand exactly what's going to be my limitations? Because it sounded like, if I heard correctly, based on when we ask questions and all of that, why don't you read it again, slow down, and then if you can provide me a form, I'd like you to do that of what you just read or what you're about to read.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm not able to send you a form. I can speak with my supervisor regarding that, but I can read it to you.
Yes, please, and slow down. Thank you.
Okay. So by clicking submit, I confirm that I understand that the information submitted on this form, including any street address, phone number, or email address provided, is a public record open to the public viewing pursuant to Arizona Public Records Law.
Okay, that's clear. Can you move on to the next part?
Information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was just saying that part was clear, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This information will be used for the meeting minutes and may be used by staff for a follow-up. The council will take action on all items that do not have requests to be submitted at the beginning of the meeting.
At the beginning of the meeting. So that's where I'm missing what I don't understand. Can we stop there? What has to be done at the beginning of the meeting?
So that is just basically if people are wanting to say if there's like 100 items in the meeting and they're wanting to speak on the 100th item. Let's say they're wanting to speak on agenda item 2. And if they are in the council meeting, if they've already spoke on that item, that person, if they're late to like, this is more for like in-person though, if they're late to speak on the item, then they can't speak on it anymore once that agenda item has been spoken on. But it goes through the phone too, because some people may be late.
Let's say it's agenda item 1. Let's say we get to agenda item 1,
Yes. And
then we move on to agenda item 2, but I want to go back to 1. You're saying you can't go back to 1 once we've moved to 2. That's all you're telling me. So you need to speak on it when the agenda is happening. So basically, item 1 comes up.
Right.
Hey, we want to pave a road. Great. Everything needs to be said in agenda 1 right then. So if you have a question, a comment, a concern, don't come in at the end of the call and say, I'd like to talk about that first thing we talked about, agenda 1. They're going to say, no, you needed to talk about that before we moved on to number 2. Is that what you're telling me?
Right.
Clear. That's what I couldn't figure out. So we will do this step by step. And if I have to stop them on step 1 and we just never get to move past that, we will never move past number 1. Perfect. That's clear. Can we move on?
Correct. Yes. Let me see where I was at. So request to speak will not be accepted after the action has been taken. We clarified that. And then it says speakers are requested to directly address their agenda item. So that just means if they're wanting to speak on 1, they can't speak about agenda item like 3 or 4 in for the request to speak for agenda item 1.
So you're saying you can only request for 1 agenda? Is that what you're saying?
No. So like if they request, so say I request to speak for agenda item 1. So that's basically saying I can't speak on agenda 3 and 4 if I'm requesting to speak for agenda item 1.
Why not?
Unless if it's citizen comments, obviously.
Correct.
Because you're requesting to speak for agenda item 1.
I'm not requesting to speak. Hold on.
Agenda item.
Let me back up. I have not made any requests to speak on any agenda item yet. I have no requests to speak on any.
I understand that.
I want to speak on all of them, but I don't know what you're bringing to the table tomorrow. Right.
So, no, this is just the terms and conditions that we have to read for everyone.
I understand that, but I like to know what I'm signing and what I'm doing. So if listen, me clarifying this, I don't want to show up to the meeting and do what you say everybody else does. Oh, there's a lot of confusion because they don't ask no fucking questions and they don't know how to get down to brass tacks. So I'm trying to do that, trying to be very clear as day what I'm trying to do on this phone call, right? And I want no hiccup tomorrow. That's what I meant. And I want you to go to your supervisor, Ashley, and get off the phone call and say, look, I got this guy. He's very clear about what he wants to do. And maybe I've never had a call like this. And I'm sure you have, probably a few. But
I do quite a bit.
Okay. But I want to be very clear, okay? Because I practice law without a license. And when you study this sort of stuff, words mean things. And when you don't do things, right? And you guys are just spouting off a list of, here, let me read this to you like it's an AT&T terms and service conditions. It's like, yeah, what's my phone number? You're going to turn on the service, right? They don't care about any other stuff. I do. I want to know. There's a game being played and I don't like it anymore.
Would you like me to move along with the paragraph that I was reading to you?
Yep.
Okay. For comments not related to agenda items, speakers are invited to participate in the citizen comments portion of the meeting.
Where's the
comment? Comments are limited to no more than 2 minutes.
Is that typing or is this a talking thing? You're saying in the comments section.
Comments, like, as in speaking.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Have, like, a little comment about something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then comments are limited to no more than 2 minutes or designated by the chair.
Or designated by the chair. Okay.
as designated by the chair.
Sure. I mean, okay. I mean, I might not see the reasoning in that, because if you have agenda 1, 2, 5, and they're all jacked up, people should be able to speak on all of those. You don't just get to say, well, you can talk about, you know, the roads, you can talk about this, you know, but you only get to talk about one thing. No, I'm coming to talk about everything, because that's what you guys are here for, the public, right? To help make sure that we get public trust, right? Yeah. I mean, this is what it's all about. So don't, I'm just saying, I'm not coming with my hands tied. I know that you might like to tell me what you're telling me right now, but that's what I'm saying in return, is I'm not limiting myself to these guidelines. So I want to make it sure that it's reciprocal, that I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm digesting everything you're saying, and I'm asking you guys to do the exact reciprocal thing with me, is to understand that you can't limit me and tie my hands based on what you would like to create rules. Your rules don't apply to me. But keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. That was it.
Okay. So all I would say is just make it very well noted that you have a gentleman coming tomorrow at 2:30 that will be present for the call. He'll probably be there to address agenda items and along with a few other hot topics that may or may not have been on the agenda. And I thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all right, perfect. And I'll receive an email, correct? Confirmation of email?
Yes, you should be receiving a confirmation email.
Okay. And let me just clarify, because I do believe I just got an email. Let me just make sure it was yours. No reply, speak policy. Yep. All right. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day, Ashley. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Set alarm for 1:30 p.m.
It's turned on.
Oops. Mm-hmm.